I got to go feed my cows. I just come back from feeding the cows. That's what I do. You make it 30 minutes. I went to the past and got my cows and brought them back and fed them so I wouldn't have that. That's what I do late in the evening.
You were talking about more than cows, though. Horses and mules and cows.
No, I was just talking about cows right then.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call them stock or critters?
Yeah, they call them stock.
Mm-hmm. What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese?
Well, that's fair.
And if it's time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was...
Well, I better go and feed up. I done went and fed my cows and my chickens and geese already.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called chore time or feeding time?
No, the only time I heard that when the boys go to the army and they come back and said they was telling them chow time.
Uh-huh. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Blake.
What about a cow?
She would blake. They call her lonely.
Mm-hmm.
But they said the calf blates.
What about a horse?
He nickels.
And how would you call a cow to get her out of the pasture?
Well, the way I call mine, when I get to the gate, I holler, come on, y'all. That's the way I call them. Uh-huh. A lot of people call them sook, sook, sook.
What about a calf? How do people call calves?
Well, they call them the same way. Come on, calf, come on, come on. A lot of them call them like that.
Uh-huh. What about horses?
Well, when I call my calf, the horse will come.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a horse to get him to turn left or right?
Well, you had to say G, haw, but I never did know which one was which.
And to get him started, you'd tell him?
Come up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
Yay, they say.
And what would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
Well, we say, saw, cow.
And to get her to move her leg back?
Back your leg.
And how would you call sheep? Did you ever hear?
No, I don't know about that. I never did have none. I never, you know, I've seen them in this country, but I didn't know how they talk to them.
Uh-huh. What about pigs?
Well, you don't do too much talking to pigs. You say, piggy, 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 like that.
Uh-huh. What about chickens?
You say, chick, chick.
And you'd say, this morning at 7 o'clock, what breakfast?
I fed. Ate breakfast.
Okay, and yesterday at that time I had already.
I ate breakfast.
Uh-huh. I had already.
Had breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And the kind of meat, the kind of pork that you use for boiling with greens, what do you call that?
Well, some use dry pork, but I use smoked pork on the counter. I'm a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't use too much salt. I use that kind already, my cured, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked bacon, like that.
When you mean, what do you call the meat that's already been sliced to cook with eggs?
Oh, bacon.
Mm-hmm. And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Bacon.
Do you ever hear that called the side of bacon or middle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call it, well, all of it's supposed to be the same thing, but I don't think all those made out of the side. I think mm-hmm. they just, where they can get a slice of bacon, I think they get. But that's what the side's called.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon side. Quit bacon.
And the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it.
In the end.
And you could take the meat and slice it up and grind it and season it and you'd be making.
Hog meat or ground meat?
Or hog meat that's been ground up.
Whole saucer.
And a person who kills and sells meat would be called a...
I guess.